Let's start with number 78 in the white book.
My heart is stirred whenever I think of Jesus.
Praise God.
Well, we have another opportunity to draw near to God. It's been a wonderful day, I trust for all of us. And now we're going to see what the Lord has for us before this day comes to a close. And so let's keep our hearts open. Let's be listening for his voice, and let's be at his disposal. Praise God. Jesus is here with us. We know that. Praise God. And so let's meet with him tonight. 78.
Through and
Yes, number 39. Thank you. Gentleman that wrote this song, and he had a son named Charles. And Charles Andrews was a good friend of Pastor Brother Gardner, and he used to come to Pilgrim Camp, and I was always happy when I would come on vacation if Brother Andrews was there, because it was a real blessing. He was the son of the man that wrote this hymn. And then when Brother Andrews went to be with the Lord, Brother Bowie Curry and I went down to Fredericksburg, Virginia. And that was the first church that I worked in. It was his church. And we were there for, I was there a couple of years, Brother Bowie's still down there somewhere. And they tell us that Rex Andrews, his father, was a minister. And he fell into great sin, very deep sin. And it was shocking and sad at the same time. And he was bound by sin for a number of years. And then the Lord, of course, much prayer had gone up for him. And then the Lord brought him, drew him, began to draw him back. And it was such a marvelous thing that that God in his great mercy was able to bring that man out of his sin and bring him back to a place of service again. And Rex Andrews was so thankful to God for his mercy. And that's why he writes a song like, "When Jesus sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin." I don't know if he was talking about his initial salvation experience or if he was talking about the restoration that God brought into his life. But in either case, he was way down deep in sin, and Jesus came to his rescue and restored him again. And as we heard the other night, he that is forgiven much, the same loveth much. And so he loved the Lord for his great mercy, and so he had to sing about it, and the Lord gave him this song, and it's been a blessing to us as well. Praise God. We're all in great need of the Savior. And as I mentioned last night, we don't know the extent of our sin. We can't know that, but Jesus loves us. And in spite of our sin, and as time goes on, and we get a sight of our own wicked hearts, we say, "Oh, Jesus, I didn't realize you loved me that much. I didn't realize that your mercy was that great." Praise God. And the love and the mercy of God will only get better as the light shines brighter and we see how much Jesus has forgiven us and how much he loves us and how he never gives up on us. Praise God. Let's sing that chorus again.
And I love him. Yes, I love him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. It's as high as the heavens, far above, and yet it reaches down so deep. We thank you, Lord, that you never give up on us. Lord, you have gone after us much more than we have ever gone after you. So often we've forgotten you. We haven't considered you. And the thoughts that came to us about God were not our own thoughts, but they were your. They were your thoughts, Lord, toward us. Because you never forgot us. And you've always considered our need. You think about us all the time. You're very interested in this meeting tonight, Lord, and everyone that's here. We feel that. We know that because your word declares it to be so. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I, right in the midst. Praise God. We want to praise you tonight, Lord, because you're so good to us. We pray that you'll open our eyes to see your goodness and to see your mercy so that we can appreciate it better and we can give you the response that you deserve. Fill us with your grace tonight, Lord. Put into our hearts the response that you desire. Lord, we don't have it in ourselves, but we pray that you will put it there. We just invite you, Jesus, to come and have your way. That's all we can do. That's all you want. If we mean it from the heart, Lord, we do. We love you tonight, Jesus. We love you because you first loved us. It'll always be that way. We praise you. Bless the meeting tonight. Bless the young people down in the village and in the cottage. Yes. Put your seal upon the blessing of this day. Put a capstone on it, Lord. Oh, God. We pray that there'll be a real melting. We pray that you will break down walls of resistance if there are any that have resisted you, Lord, or held back in any way. Lord, this first week, we pray that the second week will be a week of melting and a week of molding and a week of filling for them and for us and for you, for your glory. Amen.
Spirit of the living God,
sometimes I weep because the Lord's presence just touches my heart. You know what that's like. I'd never be afraid to weep in the Lord's presence. Thank God for his melting, his tenderness. When my dad died and I spoke at his funeral, I wept every once in a while. And it wasn't because I was sad so much. Yes, the Lord was near to us. We had a wonderful service. Many people came out. showed their love and support, and we sang wonderful songs and heard wonderful things from God's Word. Different people spoke, and of course the memory of my dad and the testimony that he left behind was also a blessing to us all. But something was different, and I mentioned to the people, I said, you know, I'm not weeping because I'm sad. I'm weeping because these truths in the Bible are becoming so real to me that they go right down to the core of my being. You know, that's wonderful. The truths of the Bible can become so real to us, and we see the glory in them. You know, when you lose a loved one, and then there's these wonderful promises in the Bible, where they are, and how we'll see them again, and how Jesus comforts us in the meantime, and he promised never to leave us or forsake us. You know, the Lord makes those truths so real to us at times that it just goes right down deep. And it was a little bit of a different experience for me at that time. And I'm feeling a little bit like that tonight. Praise God. You know, the Word of God is so precious. Where would we be without the Bible? Where would we be without the truth of God's Word? Where would we be without Christ? Can't imagine. And so, I just marvel. You can serve the Lord for many years, and there are still new experiences for you. Things you've never thought of or dreamed of. Because Jesus, he just keeps working. He just keeps working. He keeps getting deeper. And I trust he's doing that during this week at Pilgrim Camp. I know he is. And we don't have to understand everything he's doing. But oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit and his ministry to us. He takes the things of Christ and he makes them real. That's why he's been given. And that's why we need him so desperately, and that's why it's so good to open your heart to the Holy Spirit. You know, you'll get so far in your Christian experience if you just learn how to yield yourself to God. You know, we try so hard to be good, and we mess up quite a bit along the way. If we would put forth that same effort to yield to God, to open my heart, to praise him more, to lift my hands, to get my eyes on Jesus, then the Holy Spirit would take over in a way that he maybe hasn't been able to thus far. There's more hope for a person who's messed up, who knows how to open up to God, than the good guy, the person that seems to have it all together and yet doesn't seem to ever enter into worship. As a minister, when I look over the congregation, that's the thing I look for. I want to see people open up to God. There's hope for that person. Not for the person that's so good and proper, dressed so well, and knows all the right answers in your Bible quiz, which most of the answers are Jesus anyway, so they're not hard. But you know, sometimes I see people that have been a real problem and have real difficult natures and real struggles, but when I begin to see them open up to God, I know there's hope. Because they're letting Jesus in. That's the answer. You got to let Jesus in. You got to let him in. You got to let him take over. You've got to say, Lord, I can't do it without you. And then open the door wide, open the windows, and let Jesus come in. Praise God. Won't you do that this week? You have been doing it already. But imagine how different you would be when you go home at the end of this week if in every meeting you opened your soul to God. You never sat one out. You never sat there and listened to other people praise. But you joined in every time. And you just presented yourself to God and opened your heart. Praise God. Let's ask God to help us to do that. And then let's believe that as we do, Jesus will work his wonders in our lives. Praise God. Well, I think I'm done crying now. I'll let you know later. Praise God. But you know, it's deeper than feelings. It's deeper than tears. It's a real work, divine work that God is doing in our lives. And we receive that by faith. You know, when you reach out to Jesus, whether you feel anything or not, you say, Lord, I believe that you're working in me. I believe that you love me as much as you love anybody else. And you just keep in an attitude of faith, and you'll see. You'll see evidence that God honored that somewhere along the way. You ever in a meeting and someone goes over and prays for people next to you, and then they pray for the other person on the other side of you, and they never pray for you? I've had that experience. I was going to say that's a bummer, but that's not the right way to say it. I used to be disappointed when people didn't pray for me, or how come them, and why'd you skip over me? Does that mean God is skipping over me? Or that God wasn't interested in me? And then one day, the minister told me, he said, Kenny, he said, that's because the Lord saw you didn't need that night. They needed it. But the Lord was taking care of you in another way. You don't always need that special attention. God knows what you need. And he'll always give you what you need. So don't let that bother you. Well, that helped me a lot. So now, I'm happy when people pray for me. And if they don't pray for me, then I say, Jesus, you pray for me. Jesus, you lay your hands upon me. That might even be better. But we don't have to miss out at all. If we believe him, praise God. Now, I know there may be a couple testimonies tonight because, why not? Because you love the Lord and he loves you. And I was so pleased. I'm glad I stayed for that staff meeting. I didn't realize I didn't have to. Maybe I wouldn't have. But Andrew said, thank you, Brother Kenny, for staying in that staff meeting. And my wife stayed too. I didn't know she was hiding behind the organ there. She said, when Andrew said, anybody that has a testimony remains standing, and so many people stood up, she said, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to hear what they had to say. And I didn't want to leave either. That was great. It was such a blessing that you expressed yourself the way you did. Everyone was different because God works in all of us differently. And we all have our own personalities and so on. That makes us unique, makes the body of Christ so wonderful. But I'm so glad for the testimonies. Years ago at Pilgrim Camp, if you were on the staff, you had to testify at least once a week. Oh, the good old days. That's all I'll say. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Uncle Kenny?
Yes.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, go right ahead, Luke.
Can I read all the pages?
Well, sure, if they're not too long. Your mom's going to guide you, I know.
Okay.
Please do.
I thank the Friedmans that they love God. They are my uncle and aunt and cousins. We love God and Jesus. Jesus and God are the Savior. God and Jesus are super perfect. We obey them. They are the holy ones. God is the best worthy one. We love him. God made us. I thank him. He is the shepherd. We are the sheep. We love him.
Thank you, Lord. That was very sweet. I'm sure the Lord was very happy to do that. Praise God. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Little ones like me, everyone is dear. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the older ones like you. Jesus loves the older ones like you. Ones like you, Jesus loves you too. Jesus loves you, the ones like you. This is why. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, wonderful, wonderful.
Number 320.
Praise God.